AI is transforming industries, but the data centers powering it require more energy and water than ever. At the break, join Christoph Beck, chairman and CEO of Ecolab, for insights on using water effectively while safeguarding this critical resource for future generations.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Friday, January 9th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Meta has announced a series of agreements that would make it an anchor customer for new and existing nuclear power in the U.S. The social media giant needs massive amounts of electricity for its AI data centers. Meta said it would back new reactor projects with developers TerraPower and Oklo, and has struck a deal with power producer Vistra to purchase and expand the generation output of three existing nuclear plants. Financial details weren't disclosed. Meta aims to see the first new reactors delivered as early as 2030 and 2032. xAI's artificial intelligence chatbot Grok told users today that image generation and editing are currently limited to paying subscribers. It comes after child safety watchdogs and international regulators say a recent update to the chatbot allowed sexualized photo editing, including of children. Late last month, Grok enabled users to edit images with text prompts. People on X discovered they could use the feature to execute instructions such as take her clothes off or put her in a bikini. According to one tally, Grok generated over 7,700 such images per hour. xAI didn't respond to requests for comment. And Taiwan's exports reached a record high in 2025, driven by robust demand linked to the global AI boom. Exports rose more than 43% in December from a year earlier, according to official data. Taiwan's full-year exports reached a record of more than $640 billion, up nearly 35% from a year earlier. The AI boom continues to drive exports of semiconductors and servers, supported by Taiwan's role as home to TSMC, the world's largest contract chipmaker. The U.S. remained Taiwan's largest export destination. AI-related demand is expected to continue supporting exports in 2026, but at a slower pace, as some of the momentum last year was driven by front-loading ahead of U.S. tariffs. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.
How are data center operators working to improve sustainability and water savings at every stage of the data center lifecycle? Here's Ecolab's Christoph Beck with some thoughts.
The Mach 7 or the Mach 4, the ones who are really so focused on high tech, are the most forward-looking. They have the means, they have the mindset, they have the passion for innovation, and they're really open to try new things as well, because everything is new with AI and with that technology as well. I think even if we're not where we wanted to be with that industry right now, we will be ahead in the next few years because innovation that's coming up right now is working much better than we thought. And it's really thinking in circular ways, being in a data center or in a microchip manufacturing plant.
Learn more about Ecolab at ecolab.com.
Custom content from WSJ is a unit of the Wall Street Journal Advertising Department. The Wall Street Journal News Organization was not involved in the creation of this content.